DC mother allegedly killed by father of baby she claimed to toss in trash. By Nick Gilbertson on April 29, 2022. A Washington, D.C. woman, who publicly said that she tossed her zero-month-old baby in the trash when he wasn't breathing after she accidentally rolled on top of him in bed, was found dead Wednesday, and the father of her child faces murder charges, reports say. In a press release, the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department (MPD) said personnel with the 5th District responded to a reported stabbing in the 1500 block of Benning Road, Northeast, at approximately 2:52 a.m. Once on scene, authorities discovered the victim, later identified as LaDonia Boggs, 38, with an apparent stab wound. She was not displaying any signs of life and was conveyed to the office of the chief medical examiner, according to the release. Personnel with the Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force apprehended 44-year-old Carl Jones of Northeast D.C. on a Superior Court arrest warrant the same day, the MPD said. Jones is charged with second-degree murder while armed, and an investigation has found the incident to be domestic. The MPD confirmed to People that Jones fathered Boggs' infant, Kion Jones. The child went missing from the 1500 block of Benning Road on May 5, 2021, and his disappearance was reported 2 days later, the MPD said at the time. Boggs allegedly told Jones that Child Protective Services, CPS, took the infant away, so Jones reached out to the National Center for Children and Families the following day, WRC reported. He learned that Kion was not in CPS custody, and a social worker alerted the D.C. Child and Family Services Agency to the missing child in the mother's history with the drug PCP, according to the outlet. Boggs allegedly admitted to authorities that she rolled over onto the child while they were lying in bed while she was high on PCP and discarded the child's body in a panic, WRC reported. She also spoke with activist Henderson Long, who runs DC's Missing Voice. The conversation was recorded on video and obtained by WRC. The last thing that I remember was that I had rolled over, and he was on my chest. After that, when I was asleep, rolled over, noticed he was unresponsive, breathing, and I panicked, she said, for WRC. He was asleep on my chest and when I woke up, he wasn't breathing anymore, because he was just that small. He was only 2 months old. He was a premature baby, she added. She said she walked around the block and returned home to dispose of the child. I came back in the house and got a blanket in his car seat, and wrapped it up and took it outside and just threw it in the trash, she said, per WRC. According to court documents, surveillance video showed Boggs headed to a dumpster with a car seat, cardboard box, and plastic bag, WRC noted. For days, authorities scoured a Virginia landfill for the child's body, but their efforts were unsuccessful. The child's remains have yet to be recovered, according to People. The MPD initially accused Boggs of felony murder, but the state attorney's office chose not to pursue the charge, WRC reported. Instead, prosecutors pursued a tampering with evidence charge, and Boggs was released without bail.